Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development in the realm of international trade has just unfolded, with the US Department of Commerce imposing a massive 123.04% anti-dumping duty on solar cells and modules imported from India, a move that is said to have far-reaching implications for India's solar sector. What makes this significant is that this duty is in addition to the existing countervailing duties of over 125% already in place, creating a combined tariff burden of over 200% for Indian solar products entering the US market. Companies specifically identified in this context include Mundra Solar Energy, Mundra Solar PV, Kova, and Premier Energies. But why does this matter? It matters because this follows a complaint filed in July 2025 by the US Solar Energy Industries Association, alleging dumping by India, Indonesia, and Laos. First, let's understand what anti-dumping duty is. Anti-dumping duty is a tariff imposed when a foreign country exports a product below its fair market value, that is, below the cost of production plus a normal profit margin, constituting what is known as dumping. Under the World Trade Organization's Anti-Dumping Agreement, which is Article 6 of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, countries may impose anti-dumping duties to protect their domestic industries. The scale of the tariff is quite significant. A 250% combined tariff effectively closes the US market to Indian solar exports, as no exporter can absorb such costs and remain price competitive. This is a critical point to remember, as it underscores the severity of the situation for Indian solar exporters. Now, let's look at the impact on India's solar sector. The US solar manufacturing industry, which has been anchored by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, offering massive domestic production subsidies, argued that Indian and other Asian manufacturers were selling modules below cost to undercut US domestic production. Specific allegations include subsidized financing from Indian state banks, particularly for the Adani Group, below cost selling enabled by cross-subsidization within conglomerates, and currency advantages from rupee depreciation making Indian goods cheaper in US dollar terms. Building on this, it is worth noting that this duty adds to India's solar trade tensions with the US. India had previously complained to the World Trade Organization when the US imposed its Section 201 safeguard tariffs on solar imports in 2018. India won at the WTO dispute settlement in 2022, but the US appealed. The current anti-dumping duty is separate from safeguard tariffs, representing a parallel mechanism. Furthermore, India's trade relations have been strained over reciprocal tariff demands, with the US imposing 26% tariffs on most Indian goods in April 2025 under Section 301, before a 90-day pause. What does this mean for India's energy transition? India has set ambitious solar targets, aiming for 500 gigawatts of non-fossil power by 2030, with solar contributing around 300 gigawatts. The PLI Solar Scheme, which stands for Production Linked Incentive, aimed to build India into a global solar module exporter to offset import costs. If the US market is closed, India's export strategy for its PLI-backed capacity must pivot to other regions, including South Asia, such as Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka, African markets, where over 35 countries are seeking solar financing, the Middle East, with countries like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates having green energy programs, and ASEAN, although these countries have their own solar duty regimes. Now, let us turn to the broader implications of this development. Remember this number, 200%, the combined tariff burden for Indian solar products entering the US market. Note this carefully, the US Department of Commerce's decision to impose anti-dumping duties on Indian solar cells and modules is a significant blow to India's solar sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The U.S. Department of Commerce, that is the United States Department of Commerce, has imposed a preliminary anti-dumping duty of 123.04% on solar cells and modules imported from India. The combined tariff burden for Indian solar products entering the U.S. market is over 200%. The PLI solar scheme aims to build India into a global solar module exporter. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your study of international trade, particularly in the context of anti-dumping duties and countervailing duties. Main keywords to remember include anti-dumping duty, U.S. Department of Commerce, Indian solar exports, PLI solar scheme, countervailing duty, Mundra Solar, Premier Energies, WTO anti-dumping, India's trade, and solar manufacturing. In conclusion, the imposition of a 123.04% anti-dumping duty on Indian solar cells and modules by the U.S. Department of Commerce has significant implications for India's solar sector, and this development underscores the complexities of international trade and the need for India to diversify its export strategy in the face of rising protectionism.